Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to talk about the latest travel news, trends, and travel tips in general. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanda.
How are you enjoying the heat?
I love it. I love the heat. Yes. Yes.
Good stuff.
I will take plus 30 over minus 30 any day of the year. So it's all good. So you were supposed to be going on a river cruise soon, but unfortunately that got canceled. So let's start with the whole story of where you were going to go and who you were cruising with and why you got canceled. And what do you do after that?
Right. So, and the reason why I asked you how you're enjoying the heat is because Europe has experienced a heat wave. And the heat wave is affecting the water levels on the Rhine and on the Danube. So the reason why our ship couldn't go is they couldn't go further than Koblenz in Germany. And we were going further into in Slovenia and Serbia, and and then ending up in near Munich, starting off in Bucharest. So it is what it is. Things happen in travel, as we all know. And what I'm grateful for, I got told before I left Canada, because I was supposed to leave a couple of days before the cruise started. Mm-hmm. So this way, I was able to figure out things and cancel things before I left Canada, because there are some people because that were affected for cruises that were going out of Budapest, mm-hmm, that got there, then they got told. So that's a little tough sometimes, right?
Well, it's interesting you say that. Just to interrupt, my brother-in-law and his wife were in Europe, and they were there a couple weeks before. They were there for about a month, and they were doing a river cruise. Fortunately, the river cruise did not get canceled. But that's a good point. I never even thought of that. Like, if you're making a river cruise part of a longer journey and suddenly it's canceled, now it's like, oh my gosh, I'm already in Europe or wherever. Now you got to scramble to get accommodations and things.
Yeah, and it's busy. It's high season right now as well. So you have to consider cost, you have to consider availability, mm-hmm, and you just have to, either if you've done it on your own, do it on your own. But if you have a travel agent, they can help you along the way. And I have to say, European river cruises are one of the most relaxing ways to travel. You unpack once, you sail into historic city centers, you can sit, in your cabin, if you have a nice balcony, window or balcony or on deck, and just watch castles and, century-old villages just drift by. Mm-hmm. But it does happen that things are affected. It's not a lot, but it does happen. And unlike ocean cruises, river cruise depends entirely on water levels. And the most effective rivers are the Rhine, the Danube, the Elbe, Main and Moselle, and it usually occurs between July and October, but you can also get high water from spring flooding, so the opposite, that occasionally can disrupt itineraries. So just remember one thing, the cruise isn't canceled because of one bad day. The cruise line monitors the river conditions and adjusts itineraries where necessary. And in my cancellation notice, it said that they didn't see any change for the foreseeable future. So I think I'm going with Avalon, they canceled their July sailings for this route and for other routes as well. Wow. So if low water is your biggest concern and you're going in summer, one of the most dependable rivers is the Seine in France. And it's regulated water levels. Mm-hmm. It has reliable rainfalls and it makes low water disruptions relatively uncommon. Saying that, there's always a caveat or a disclaimer,
yes, of course,
right?
Yeah.
And, these ships aren't very big. So, you're looking at only maybe 200 to 300 passengers. So you should book in advance to get the best cabins and pricing. So 9 to 18 months, May and September are the most popular months. Suites disappear first, and then if you book early, airfare is often cheaper. And right now, airfare is affected, right, because of the different scenarios in the world. So It is, if you are flexible and adventurous, last minute deals can appear, but then availability is more limited. So I can attest to that. So I look for other alternatives. And then, you know, for the best time to cruise, each season is different. So spring, a lot of people go for tulip time and the blossoms, cooler temperatures and fewer crowds. Early summer, it's nice to have those long daylight hours. The weather's pleasant and the vineyards are beautiful. And then autumn, fall colors, food festivals. And again, another season to enjoy is Christmas markets. If you're a shopper, Christmas in Europe it maybe feels a little bit more authentic, more traditional, more history behind it. And so it's a fun way to go, but it is cooler. So you just have to prepare accordingly. And then, you know, for me, I'm glad I had travel insurance because it covers me for trip cancellation, delay, and missed connections as well as cancellations. So it's good to have insurance. Now, my cruise was canceled by the cruise line, so I get a full refund. They also offered me the opportunity to rebook at a different time or go to Avalon is part of Globus family of brands. So they said if you wanted to look at like a bus tour, I could as well. Okay. So there was opportunities, right?
Yeah.
To look at. And then, you know, when you go on a river cruise, you just have to consider those cabins are smaller than hotel rooms. So consider that for how you pack. And then when you're at destination, always wear comfortable walking shoes because you're going to be over cobblestone streets because that's what Europe is built on. Pack in layers because the weather can change. Get a rain jacket, a portable charger. Saying that, a lot of the cruise ships have good Wi-Fi, but it depends on where you are because the Wi-Fi might not be as reliable as always. And then a small day pack for when you go out. So you know, the question you ask is what happens if my cruise cancels?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I was doing my research, the complete cancellations are relatively uncommon. I go, I'm that person that had the complete cancellation.
you're your first client that got canceled.
And it's true. In all my years of travel, I sell a lot of river cruises. I've never had any of my clients have to redirect because of a cancellation, but it's okay. Life goes on.
With the airfare, did you book it all in one kind of package or did you do your airfare separately? Because that would be an incident where trip interruption or cancellation would come in separately, or how did that work?
Right. So I actually booked my flights with Aeroplan. So I canceled, got my points back, but then Aeroplan now charges you a cancellation penalty. Mm-hmm. When I booked the going to Europe on one itinerary and coming back on a different itinerary. So two bookings, right? Yeah. So they charged me twice for cancellation.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you, Aeroplan. You're a doll. But anyway, but some people book, and this is why they book it, their air with the cruise line because then the cruise line is, I'm going to use this word very loosely, liable to either help you with the changes or a refund because they cancel their cruise.
Yeah.
Some people book independently the air for whatever reason. So then we're going to have to look at the cancellation policy of the airline because they honestly don't care that your cruise canceled because it's a separate entity.
That's what I was thinking too, because it's you're not canceling because of illness or whatever under the conditions of trip interruption or cancellation. You're just canceling because your cruise got canceled, and so what? As far as they're concerned, right?
Yeah, that's right. So there's a few things that can happen when your cruise is affected. The ship could change its itinerary. Totally. You could skip one port and visit another. They could do a ship swap. So passengers are transferred to a sister ship, which is an identical ship, waiting on the other side of the shallow section. And that sounds inconvenient, but the cruise lines are pretty efficient at organizing these transfers. And it's the crew that does it. You don't have to be lugging your stuff. They do a bus bridge. So this is where you can board a coach and travel around the affected section of the water and then rejoin another ship. So your vacation continues. And then you could get a modified cruise, which is instead of sailing through one section, you'll spend additional time docked in another city, which with included excursions. So, you know, what should you do when you're notified? So if you booked with a travel agent, they will tell you and they will help you. So don't panic, you have help. And then river cruise companies, they deal with, I guess, these situations regularly. So you should be waiting for the official communication. So what happened with me, they phoned me and I wasn't able to grab the phone. So they left me a message and I still hadn't gotten any written official communication. And then I had to phone to find out what was happening. But still, it takes time to manage it.
Yeah.
And then avoid relying on social media because it's just not going to help you. It's just going to be a rumor, you know. And so if you book directly with the cruise line or your travel agent will ask you, is the sailing still operating? Will there be a ship swap? Will hotels be provided? Are excursions changing? Will flights need adjustment? So lots of other things that could happen. So depending on the situation, they may offer you an alternative sailing date, partial refund or full refund, future cruise credits, hotel accommodation and ground transportation. So you do need, and I do recommend it because it's a lengthy document. Read your booking conditions before you travel so there's no surprises. And nobody does, really.
Honestly, yeah, well, yeah. Who does that?
Yeah.
Lawyers do, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Right. Yes. So it is a situation that does happen, but it can happen in other forms of travel. We all know that. We've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to, you can't get crazed because you're just going to yell at your partner, what's happening? And you don't want that.
Well, it's out of your control, right? So, you can only do so much. Just plan for the next one. That's all.
Well, that's it exactly. And, yes, it's hard sometimes if you're working and you have set holidays, you might not be as flexible.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you can be flexible, I think, maybe there's another opportunity that's even better than what you had originally planned. So look at it that way.
Always look on the bright side, right?
That's it.
Exactly. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her. You could have followed her on a river cruise, but not now on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. And OnantaForbes.com is her website. Good chatting, good advice, Onanta. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a good week.